At both ends?
No, it's pointed at one end and flat at the other end, I thought. Uh-huh. That's the way I think. I don't know. Uh-huh. I wouldn't even have a boat. I don't need a boat. Uh-huh. I don't like the water that well. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, really. So my knowledge on boats is very, very limited. But I see them all the time, and I have a lot of friends who buy them, you know. Mm-hmm. But when they refer to a batu, I think it's a common mm-hmm. flat type boat. I think it's pointed at one end and square at the back, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it slightly has a flat bottom, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I imagine you know more about boats than I do. I don't know nothing about them. But I think that's what they call about batu. Uh-huh. But I know about that pirogue them Frenchmen use out there, uh-huh. that little short Indian-looking thing like uh-huh. Hiawatha used to ride in.
Yeah.
You know.
What did you use to burn in lamps?
We burned coal oil.
Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
Huh?
Kerosene, you know.
Uh-huh. That's the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of people making a lamp using a bottle and a rag?
Uh-huh, sure. We call them. We were, you know, referred to as bottle lights, you know.
Uh-huh.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, like I say, you know, they use bottle lights. They take a bottle and put coal oil in it and put a rag in there for a wick. Mm-hmm. And they use that, you know, for different occasions. Maybe if they were going to gamble or go someplace. That was, I guess, most likely a portable light, mm-hmm. most likely, you know.
Did you ever hear of something called a flambeau?
Sure, I have. Not flambeau. What? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. Not in this area. Uh-huh. What was it? Like?
Some people would call the bottle lamp a flambeau.
A flambeau. Mm.
But I don't guess.
No, not in this area. We. I'm saying in this little immediate area, you mm-hmm. know, they either had a bottle light, mm-hmm. which was just an old drink bottle with a rag in it and mm-hmm. coal oil. Or we either had a lamp or a lantern. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's, you know, mm-hmm. that's about all I remember. We had them old carbolic lights that we hunted with, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's all. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, here, what, your clothes, here?
Yeah, your I'm trying to clear my throat. Say up my head. How you say that?
Just hands him his clothes and says, here.
Yeah, your clothes.
Okay. And say if you're going to take a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, No,
that wasn't me, or what? You know, that wasn't me, you know.
Okay.
That's what I would say, you know. Uh-huh.
Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
pattern, yeah.
And if you went
a sample, either one.
Uh-huh. Something that she might wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pencil. I mean, an ink pen.
Okay. And yeah. To hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
pen. A safety pin, you know.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
out of tin.
Uh-huh. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. And if it was real cold before you went outside, you'd put on your...
overcoat.
Okay. What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they had a three-piece suit?
Yeah.
What were the...
Yeah, we had your...